This is Outlander Cast, Episode 1.
People disappear all the time. Most are found. Eventually. Disappearances, after all, have explanations. Usually.
Outlander Cast with Mary and Blake. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander on Stars.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone, say forgetless be I. Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to
host Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I have been eagerly waiting to see what this show is going to turn out like.
Well, my friend, your dreams and your waiting is going to end this Saturday at 9 p.m. when it airs on Stars, the first episode. So exciting. So friends, thank you so much for joining us for our pilot episode of Outlander Cast. As we said, I'm Mary. This is Blake, and we are a married couple who adore watching shows, reading books, and chatting about it. And we decided to take our love of just all these different genres and to come on over to the podcast sphere. So a little bit quick thing about us. We have two other podcasts. One of them is called Parent Cast, and it's not about a book. It's not about a TV show. It's about parenting. So if you have a kid or you're pregnant, you might want to check that out. And Blake, what's our other podcast that we're on?
The other podcast that we have is The Living Reminders. It's a podcast actually dedicated to the show The Leftovers on HBO. So we figured we'd continue our premium channel subscription shows and take over this one. Why not? You know, we're pretty popular on The Leftovers. People seem to like us. I don't know why, but they do. They enjoy our analysis and our recap. And we enjoy doing it. I'm not going to lie. It's like a date night for us.
That's really what it is. We love to watch television together and talk about the episode. And we have so much fun talking with other fans about the show. And The Leftovers is going to be ending soon. And I was really excited about watching Outlander. So I said, Blake, guess what? We're doing an Outlander show. So here's how this show is going to work. I am a book reader for this series. Blake is not.
Totally in the dark.
I have watched different trailers for this series. Blake has watched nothing. So for those of you who are going to be following along to the shows and have not read the books, this will be a spoil-free podcast. I'm going to bite my tongue, save my thoughts for what may or may not be happening, and you can live vicariously through Blake, because he is going to be the unadulterated version for Outlander Cast.
So, you know, I've seen the trailer. It looks interesting. It looks like, you know what, it reminds me of that movie Atonement. You remember that movie?
Oh, that movie was so boring and sad.
It was boring and sad, but that was the feeling that I got from it, with like a little sci-fi twist of like, oh, we're going back in time.
Okay, so that's what you understand from the trailer.
I understand that. I also understand from some of the research that I've done behind the show, the showrunner, his name is Ronald D. Moore. Now, if you don't know him, this is the guy that wrote some episodes of a lot of Star Trek episodes, including TNG, and Deep Space Nine, and Voyager. He also had a little bit of a stint on the show Carnivale on HBO. Remember that years ago it came out and only had one season?
I don't at all remember that.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, it was all about like carnival like freaks and people. Okay. Anyway, but he's most famous for his show running of the new edition of Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, people were big fans of that one.
So this guy is like kind of like a sci-fi geek.
Well, what is a showrunner?
A showrunner is someone who is considered the person who is responsible for the writing of the particular show, or the mood. And it, like Damon Lindelof ran Lost. He created it. He guided it. He made it go. He, of course, he has other writers below him that write specific episodes, but he gives the direction of the show. He's the one who ultimately comes up with the plan, and he's the one who handles the actors. And so this guy, Ronald Moore, is the showrunner for Outlander. Now, you may like that or you may not. A lot of people were upset with the ending of Battlestar Galactica. They didn't like it. Now, I'm not going to go spoil it for anybody because you may not have seen it already, but some people didn't like it. They thought that it was kind of just cheesy and he made it up as he went along.
Well, he can't make this one up because you know who's on board? The author.
Oh, is she? Does she have writing credits?
Oh my gosh, she is, let's see, I'll pull it on up. She definitely has writing credits because she wrote the book, Diana...
Gabaldon? Did I get it right?
I think you did.
Damn straight.
She wrote the novel series, which is still going on, and she is still hanging on and is able to have a bit of a say, so yes.
So honestly, for those of you who are book readers, you're probably going to be a little frustrated with this first podcast, and you're going to sit there and say, well, these guys don't know anything. What the hell are they podcasting about it for?
I know something. Well, Blake doesn't know anything.
I agree. The point is this. Why we are podcasting about this is, you're right, I don't know a damn thing about the book. I really don't. I literally don't know a thing about this story. What I'm doing, and I think what Mary and I are doing, is we're podcasting about the TV show. Now, that is a very important distinction. Just because the books are written doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to translate specifically and directly into the show. For example, Game of Thrones, a book series that I read. We're actually watching the TV series. It's like the one TV series we're not podcasting about. And while it remains true to the essence of the book, the show actually goes off in a lot of different directions. So I want you to understand, as the listener and as the viewer of this particular show, that some of the things that you love, it may not work out the way that you think it's gonna. It might be changed. For example, also The Leftovers. The Leftovers is the show run by Damon Lindelof. Tom Perotta, the author of the book upon which the show was based, also has a writing credit for that show. But guess how different the show is from the book?
Like 80%.
Oh my God. It's out of control different. So this is the reason why we're podcasting about it. And this is the reason why we can get away with it. Because I guarantee you, as good as those books are and as much as you probably love those books, it's going to be a different experience.
Well, and I think we're going to celebrate that. As I said, I am a book reader, so I'm going to know some of the differences. But people like Blake and people who are new to the series, they might not know it. And we want to cherish that. And we want to celebrate the fact that this book is now on screen. It's going to be in your house for 16 weeks. And you can even watch it longer if you DVR it. I'm very, very excited about this. I actually have Scottish blood. My family's from Scotland. So I feel like really connected, I guess, about this series. So guys, we're very excited to be joining you in this voyage into Outlander. We're going to go step by step through each episode, give you a bit of a recap, what we thought about it, what things are great, what things we would have liked more of, maybe. We also love to delve into the music and the costumes and the lighting and the theme of it, so it's not even just about the plot, but we'll go into those with you.
Or even some random tangents for things that we'll talk about.
Why not? Then comes the fun part, where you get involved. Mm-hmm. We have a whole section devoted to listener feedback.
It's the best kind of podcast you can possibly imagine, whether it's tweets or Facebook messages, emails. We even have a hotline you can call into. Speaking of that, the number is 503-454-6730. You can call into that. Leave a voicemail. It goes straight to voicemail. We want you to be a part of this process. Because without you guys, this show is literally going to be nothing. We need you to participate with us. And we look forward to talking with you.
We love to hear from you in any which way or form. So every single episode, you can expect to get some really cool listener feedback from you. That being said, there's different ways you can reach out to us. You're going to want to make sure that you follow our Twitter handle. It is OutlanderCast. And our Facebook page is Outlander cast, where, I mean, this is like really big time, guys. And then our website is outlandercast.com. Really original, difficult. Whoa. We know. But that's how you can reach out to us, because we do. We want to hear from you. I'm a big fan. Blake, I know, is going to be a big fan because he's a romantic at heart.
Yeah, I'm into sappy stuff. Oh, yeah.
We know you are.
Sappy historical stuff.
So after the awesome listener feedback featuring you all, we will then also talk about our favorite moment of the week.
Correct. Whether it's something that is a line, or it's something that's just a scene, or something that we think was just freaking awesome, we're going to say it. We're going to highlight that favorite scene and have some analysis about it again, and then invite you guys to actually call in and give us your favorite scene of the particular show. Maybe we'll throw some theories in there. Maybe we'll throw some crazy ideas. Who knows? But I think we're just going to have fun with it. We're going to have fun with it. We're going to talk with you guys. We're just going to explore everything that this show has to offer.
So excited. So this episode is very short because we haven't seen the first episode yet. And we want to make sure that we can introduce you properly to us. We're really excited to jump into Outlander with you. Please reach out to us. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, shoot us an email. Make sure to friend us or like us. And most importantly, hit that subscribe button on iTunes. You can find us at iTunes. Just search Outlander Cast and we'll come on up. Subscribe so that you'll get the newest episode downloaded to your device right away.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for being patient with this first episode. Our next episode, obviously, will be the recap of the first episode of Outlander. So, again, thank you so much. Can't wait to talk with you about this. We'll see you then.
I'm Mary.
My name is Blake.
And thanks for joining us on Outlander Cast.